Hey, welcome to the Tilted Globe, and thanks for stopping by and checking out the maiden voyage of this little adventure. I am your host. My name is Peter Walsh, and I am honored to have you aboard. The first episode here is going to be a little quick, because I don't want you to waste a bunch of your time only to find out that you hate me. So this is just to really let you know who I am and what the show's going to be about. First of all, I'm a husband. To an amazing woman and a dad to three of the greatest kids you could imagine. And I'm not just saying that because they're my kids. I know a lot of kids. I've seen a lot of their friends. I got some pretty great kids. I had a very nice run in the field of entertainment marketing and was basically kind of forced into semi-retirement at 55. When I lost a business that I had for 18 years due to the pandemic. It's awesome, right? Being told that you're not essential. The services you provide are not essential. You are not essential. That was awesome. It's been an interesting transition, honestly, and I am still navigating these waters. A little young to retire, so I'm trying to keep myself busy in the business world, doing other things now, and doing this podcast. This is something I've always wanted to do. Very vocal, very passionate about society and politics and culture. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I grew up surfing in California, but now I live on a lake very far away from California. Now I enjoy wakeboarding, golf, and baseball. And not softball. I mean baseball. I've been playing forever. Was still playing in a 25 and over division up until a couple of years ago when I got up to the plate and a college kid just kind of threw 393 mile an hour fastballs right by me. And I thought, you know, all right, maybe it's time to move up a division. So I moved up to the 40 and over division. That's what I'm playing in now, and it's a lot of fun. It can be a little depressing sometimes because, you know, I keep myself in pretty good shape. And to see these guys over 40, and they're, like, falling apart, you know. it's a trip. That's the only bummer about playing in that division is that you get some guys that are kind of broken a little bit. You know, they've been playing ball their whole life, and, you know, it's interesting. I have a dog. He's a golden retriever. His name's Crew. He was initially a Christmas present for my daughter, who then got a job out in LA and was going to live in an apartment, and she couldn't have this dog, nor did I want her to take him because he was actually, he's like a farm dog. You know, he's very used to the great outdoors, and, he is just an amazing animal. I have a picture of him on my phone, and, I will show him off to anybody, whether or not they're asking or not, because he's awesome. And I'm not kidding you, this dog is really amazing, and probably the handsomest golden retriever you could imagine. One day we'll go to video here, I'm hoping, and I can introduce him to you guys. I really recommend that breed. They are, you know what, if you just want to be surrounded by unconditional love, then a golden retriever is your pick easily. They're so intuitive and so loving, very gentle. And honestly, you know, I'm talking a lot about my dog. This dog is so good looking. Retrievers are cute, right? But this dog is so good looking. Like, it's, you know, we take him for a walk and it's kind of hard because I'm not kidding. Everybody wants to see him. Everybody wants to pet him. And which is great, right? But it just makes taking a walk a little tough. It takes a while. One other thing that I really do like are classic cars. I had a classic car that I bought for my wife a little while back. It was a 74 Bronco. It was pretty badass. And then one morning, she woke up blind in one eye. Totally weird. And I thought, you know, I got to get rid of this car because it's, you know, tiny little mirrors, old car, kind of tough to see out of anyway with two good eyes. So, yeah, I sold that to a guy in Texas a little while ago. But, yeah, my wife, it was really weird. I was actually golfing. She called me and said, hey, I can't see out of one of my eyes. I came home, went to the hospital, did all this kind of crazy stuff. Nobody could figure it out, and they still haven't figured it out. They have no idea what caused it. Super weird. But, yeah, so, she's blind in one eye now. which is a trip because she's an artist. So I tell you what, I would have bitched about it a lot more than her. And she just doesn't. She doesn't. She just has carried on and is doing great. But yeah, classic cars, man, they just don't make cars with any style anymore. You know, it's kind of like old houses. You know, I'm a huge, huge fan of like old Southern architecture, East Coast architecture. It's just brilliant. I think it just reminds me a little bit more of Europe, where I'm from. And I just love it. I love the history, all that kind of stuff. We actually owned a house in Charleston for a while, Charleston, South Carolina. And again, really old house. They take a ton of work, just like classic cars. You know, they just take a ton of work. So yeah, beautiful, but just a lot of work. Just in case you're thinking about it, could be worth it. Maybe not. Don't know. Don't know what your situation is. My friend group, I gotta tell you, is truly international, right? I mean, I got my family, my cousins overseas. I've got friends, you know, from Japan, other parts of Asia, the Middle East, black friends, white friends, Latino friends, you know, just if I was walking down the street with this group of misfits, you would think the United Nations was having a meeting, literally. We'll get into some of them. Maybe I'll have some of them on. But, you know, just because I have all these different kinds of friends, straight, gay, you know, whatever, it doesn't like let them off the hook, right? If I want to talk about something culturally, like violence in black males, you know, it's not a shot at black males. It's a shot at violent black males. So, you know, I'm thinking that I do have a lot of intelligent followers on this show, and I'm thinking that you're just going to get it. You know, that I won't need to explain or justify or anything like that, that I can just speak my mind here. I'm very, very pro 1A. Even people that troll me, you know, I let them have their space. You know, they have the same right to speak that I do. They're usually wrong. But, you know, everybody is entitled to that space in the America that I know. And basically, I am starting this podcast because the world has become a complete joke, but no one's laughing. I'm tired of crazy. I'm just tired of crazy. And more importantly, I'm being told to normalize crazy. And I'm tired of that because normalizing crazy is kind of crazy. This podcast is going to fight the lies and manipulation with good old-fashioned common sense commentary on the issues and events that disrupt our American way of life. It's going to be more like your old man slapping you in the back of the head because you did something wrong or you screwed something up. It's going to be more like that. It's not going to be an end of the year pizza party where everybody gets, you know, a participation trophy with their pizza and cake. I will probably be called all sorts of names from the left. Not sure what their go-to phrase is at the moment. Probably something to do with toxic masculinity and being an extremist, which, by the way, are labels I would proudly wear. Being called an extremist because I love my country is retarded. And yes, I still use the R word, even though my kids told me we don't use that word anymore, which I think is a little retarded. And if you have a problem with any of the following, you probably won't like much of what I have to say here, because I'm not going to use improper English to address anyone. I'm not eight. I don't play pretend anymore. Our country has been invaded by millions of unvetted people from countries all over the world, including aggressor countries. I'm not going to pretend that's not happening. And I'm not going to pretend that our government isn't helping it to happen. There are two tiers of justice right now. I'm not going to pretend that isn't happening. I'm not going to pretend that Joe Brandon Biden is not beholden to the Chinese government. It's ridiculous. That spy balloon flying all the way across the country, I got a feeling he got a phone call, and the phone call said, you're going to see a balloon flying overhead, and you're going to let it go all the way across the country until we get all of our pictures. Because I think the Chinese have something on it, man. I don't know what it is yet. but I think they got something on him. And I'm not going to pretend the guy doesn't have dementia. You know, I'm not. I mean, we see it. We all see it. Even Democrats see it. The dude, it's like elder abuse. You know, his family, they're awful. Why are they just parading this dude around that literally needs to be in, I don't know, some kind of care, some kind of home that deals with people with dementia and Alzheimer's? Like, no one else would do this, you know? And I know, we all know why he's a president and Kamala Harris is a vice president, because they're fucking idiots and Obama can still run the show. You know, he is the only president in U.S. history to take up a residence in Washington, D.C. after he's been in office. The only one to do that ever. That man just, he hates America. You know, he's all smooth and charismatic and won over all the Democrat liberal women. And he's a complete piece of shit. He divided the country like no other president. He had insane financial policies, jacked up our taxes, wars in the Middle East, you know, just a complete fucking mess, that guy. And he's an egomaniac. He's power hungry and he doesn't want to let go of the reins. So we all know he's the dude still running their party. Another thing I never went along with and never believed that it was safe and effective and that masks worked. But I do remember what all of you said about people like me. And I don't know if I'm ever going to forgive you. You know, you wanted us put in jail, camps. Some of you even said you wanted us dead. It's going to take a while, good while, for me to dish out any sort of forgiveness. Because here's a funny thing. You guys still haven't said sorry. You still haven't said, yeah, we kind of bit on that bait and ran with it. We shouldn't have been such assholes to you and are bad. And you know what? I could move on. But I can't move on from an issue if someone's not going to own it, say, hey, my bad, let's move forward a little smarter together. It's not unreasonable, you know, but nope, I got to double down, call you all kinds of names, not listen to a word you're saying, you know, just being them. I'm also not going to pretend that white male Christians are the biggest threat to our country. I'm not going to believe people wearing MAGA gear are anything but good people who love their country. I'm not going to pretend inflation is coming down. I'm not going to pretend it's okay for teachers to talk about gender ideology to any kid at any grade level. I'm not going to pretend that Maui was an accident. I'm not going to pretend to free Palestine. And I'm not going to be silent. In fact, I'm going to say the quiet parts out loud here. I'm going to say things that might make you feel uncomfortable. But I believe in true equality. And no one's granted a safe space here. It's not the job of a society to handcuff the majority so that a minority of people can feel good about it. You know, how about this? How about life? You know, it doesn't work for anyone. It sucks sometimes, and it is not fair. So deal with it, you know, like the rest of us. Deal with it. I know I might sound callous, but like I said, I don't do crazy anymore, you guys. I'm done listening. I'm done trying to understand and trying to explain. I mean, these people never let you speak anyway. I'm done straining my brain to accommodate the mental illness of so many other people. Society is not your therapy office, and I am not your therapist. We have a country to save, my friends, and it starts with having the tough conversations, which we're going to start to dig into on the next episode of The Tilted Globe. Good talk, everyone. Thanks for hanging out.